Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now. We're moving on up. We're living proof and all's alert. There were two from the good black church.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 listeners. And thank you for waking up early this morning with Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you once again live from the drumbeat of urban Los Angeles, the KBLA Talk 1580 studios in Leimert Park. We're here every Saturday morning with this great new Saturday lineup we have. We kick it off at 7 a.m. And we want to thank you in advance for telling everybody you know about this great new Saturday lineup on KBLA Talk 1580, the only black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi. We want to remind everybody out there to download the KBLA 1580 app, which allows you to listen anywhere at any time. You know, when you get up early on a Saturday morning and listen to Urban Family Focus, our goal is to make sure that you catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to get a better understanding of the issue and condition that we're discussing. The opportunity to share and hear real-life stories on those subjects. The resources to help you cope and improve the situation. And the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. We've got a lot to talk about at KBLA Talk 1580, and the topics that we talk about impact our community every single day, and we talk about them here every single day. And thanks to Tavis Smiley and everyone at Smiley Audio Media, we get to talk to each other about it, we get to speak for each other on it, and we get to support each other through it. On Urban Family Focus, we put a special emphasis on addiction and mental illness, but we also discuss health and wellness, financial literacy, conflict resolution, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Each show features experienced, qualified experts that will offer their knowledge, tools, and coping skills needed for the individuals and families to live their best life. Today's guests are two sisters, and I mean that literally and figuratively. Sharon R. Maloncombe, and president, co-founder of ACTS, and Jeannie Harris, vice president and co-founder of Actively Caring Through Sharing, a support group for women and men caregivers who are dealing with family members and loved ones with has dementia and Alzheimer's. Welcome, Sharon and Jeannie, and thank you for joining us early this morning on Urban Family Focus.
Good morning. Good morning, and thank you so very much for having us in studio today.
You know, I looked at your website, and I missed a couple of your Zoom calls that I was invited to, but I know for a fact that, you know, you guys have done some great work in this area. So, Sharon, real quickly, tell us, you know, how ACTS came to be and what motivated you to help people navigate this challenging experience that our loved ones and families face.
Well, as you said, my sister Jeannie and I, we are I'm the president, she's the vice president and co-founders. And ACTS, which is the acronym for Actively Caring Through Sharing, was founded in February 2014 because we were active caregivers for our darling mother Peggy and also for our first cousin who we called Aunt Lorraine. And we were greatly supported in the caregiving efforts by our sister Vivian Edwards and Jeannie's daughter, Mother Peggy's granddaughter, Kim Harris. And we discovered that we were functioning as a well-oiled machine, but this was not the norm in families. And we had learned so much. And so we said, well, we can't keep it a CIA secret. So hence, the idea was birthed of starting a support group for caregivers. And because of our experience dealing with various dementias, our caregivers are primarily caregivers for their loved ones with Alzheimer's. And so we're just thankful for the organization, what it's been able to do. I'll tell you a little bit more as we go along, but I know you have a question for Jeannie.
I do have a question for Jeannie. Jeannie, just real quickly, when you suspect that someone may have Alzheimer's or dementia, what's the first thing you recommend families do?
I recommend they get their loved one to a doctor and get them tested. And then if they get a positive diagnosis of some form of dementia, then they need to take the next step and maybe see a memory care, get together with the family, join a support group, and just do their due diligence and research to find out what they're really going to be faced with.
You know, that is so important that we really get a handle on what's going on, because so many times when we see these signs coming, they're in a little bit of denial of where they are, and sometimes the family is in a little bit of denial of where we need to go to deal with the situation. So I'm glad you guys formed this great organization for get people some help and train caregivers on how to deal with these ravishing disease in some cases. Alzheimer's is dementia. I know both my parents had Alzheimer's and dementia. So we're looking forward to continue this conversation. So when we come forward, we're going to hear from a specialist, Dr. Jared Carroll, a noted memory loss specialist. So when we come forward, we're going to get back to him and ask more questions. And if you're out there listening and you have some questions for these ladies or our upcoming guests, call 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. This is KBLA Talk 1580, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League is proud to be the presenting sponsor of Urban Family Focus. We believe that highlighting issues and solutions that matter most to Black families are significant components of our mission. We are elated to be in partnership with Urban Family Focus to share with KBLA's listeners important information which is vital to our community. Tune in to the Urban Family Focus each Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and we will share with you resourceful ideas, concepts and strategies that the show's host, Reverend Gerald, and his guests will be discussing. We are encouraged in our centennial year to sponsor a show such as Urban Family Focus. We at the Los Angeles Urban League hope that you will continue to support us, empowering students to dream big and to start their own businesses, to provide education to entrepreneurs to help grow their businesses, and to train job seekers to garner the skills they need to seek new careers and strengthen the voice for equal opportunities in our communities. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. as we bring you Urban Family Focus. Focus.
Looking for a vibe? Come on out. November 13th at 1035 South Broadway, downtown Los Angeles, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. The Cookie Dip Company and Euphoria Jewels and Beauty presents a vibe event. Have to be 21 years or older. Free entry. Food, drinks, vendors, hip-hop, and R&B music with a 420-friendly vibe. In the Fashion District, downtown L.A., November 13th. Get it on your calendar. 1035 South Broadway, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. A vibe presented by Cookie Dip Company and Euphoria Jewels and Beauty.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
We're back to Urban Family Focus, and we're here talking with Sharon R. Maloncon and her sister, Jeannie Harris, from Actively Caring Through Sharing, a support group for women and men caregivers for families who are dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's. Ladies, I know we, you know, this is like a labor of love for you in the conversations we've had previously. So tell us, you know, what motivated this and what caused you guys to come together.
Well, one of the things we noticed, Reverend Gerald, is that people would always ask, oh, how's Mother Peggy? But no one asked how we were doing, the caregivers. Uh-huh. And we were stressed and emotionally drained. So that was another component of that. And then all of the information that we discovered, and we developed a mission statement, and our mission statement reads as follows. ACTS is a support group for past, present, and future caregivers that provides encouragement, free educational resources, support, and a safe place for the caregiver to share their true feelings. Because, you know, it's been said that a slow leak is better than a blowout. And so the people are free to be real and share what is going on, because this is a disease that can be overwhelming.
It is. It can be. And as you know, we've discussed, both my parents had it. But you're so right to be focused on caregivers. I know when I went into the field of counseling, addiction counseling and marriage counseling and grief counseling, the first thing they told us was, you need to make sure your self-care, that you're doing the things you need to do.
Correct.
Because you're listening to all this trauma and drama and taking all this stuff in, and you need to make sure that you are in good health and good spirits, and that we do what we need to do. So it's very good that you are providing this service for caregivers. Well, I told you we had a special guest, and I believe our special guest, Dr. Carroll, is on the line. So just let me tell you briefly, Dr. Carroll has worked with the Southern California Permanente Medical Group since 2016 at Kaiser Permanente West Los Angeles Medical Center. He specializes in the field of geriatrics and is a noted memory specialist. So, Dr. Carroll, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
We're doing fantastic, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us this morning. You know, Sharon and Jeannie have told me, you know, what a great person you are, not just a great doctor. And we're glad that you're here to share with us some of the things that people may not know as it pertains to Alzheimer's and dementia. So give us your view of what this disease is all about and how we can get a handle on it, or at least get through it when we have that situation in our family.
Definitely. And thank you, Reverend Smith, for granting us the opportunity to be able to participate in this much needed conversation. As you mentioned, I am Dr. Carroll. So I'm a physician here in the Los Angeles area. And my primary role is working in memory evaluation. I don't always say I work in dementia care, even though that's where I work, because I want it to first start as a conversation about memory loss. Often we use the word dementia very quickly at the beginning. It can be very frightening for families and frightening for patients in general. And so what I want people to know about dementia is it is more than just memory loss. It actually impacts our ability to learn. It impacts our thinking, our language, and also our decision-making. As you and Jeannie and Sharon mentioned already, dementia is a sort of an umbrella term. There are various different types of dementia, for which Alzheimer's is the most common type. So often you'll hear us use those terms somewhat interchangeably, but Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. And at the beginning, of course, it is mostly just memory, but as it progresses, and as everyone has a different story, it can eventually become so debilitating that it prevents the person from being able to be who they are. So this is why we as a community have to start this conversation early, so we can talk about what needs to be talked about early and not shy away from it.
Speaking of getting the conversation started early, I know there's somebody out there listening who has dealt with this situation or may be in the circumstance right now. So we encourage you to reach out to us at 1-800-920-1580. That's 1-800-920-1580, and get your questions answered about dealing with patients with Alzheimer's and dementia and what you need to do to keep yourself together, because this can be a very stressful thing to go through. Mm-hmm. Dr. Carroll, one question I had, how do you determine when you do your evaluation the type and severity or the stage that a person is in?
Yeah, so that's another great question. So typically what we do, we first take a step back and determine the extent to which the memory loss is impacting the person's ability to function. when it's more so mild dementia, and I'll use the term dementia because it can be various different types, when it's more so mild dementia, it really only impacts the person's highest level of functioning. So their ability to do things like manage their finances independently, their ability to drive independently, and that's always a hot topic, their ability to manage their medications independently. So it's mainly those things that it typically requires a high level function to complete. But as it progresses and it becomes more moderate dementia, it starts to impact the person's ability to take care of their personal care sometimes. So their ability to choose the clothes that they should wear for the day or choose the order in which the appropriate order to which to put the clothes on. So that comments on how debilitating it can be, something that we often take for granted every day, you know, getting up out of the bed, bathing ourselves, dressing ourselves. This debilitating process can impact even those things. And then as it gets more progressive to the part where we would say it's more severe, it could potentially start to impact our loved one's ability to communicate, even having a simple conversation.
You know, in my experience, I remember something when I was taking my mom to the doctor. They call the clock test. Do they still do that?
Yes.
They ask people to draw a clock. And why is that? What who came up with that clock test? And why if you can draw a clock, that means you're okay?
Right. So I always get questions about that. So much so that when patients come into the clinic, even for their first visit, they will mention, are you going to ask me to draw a clock? So they know that background, but that grows out of our interest in understanding something as basic that we see quite often, and our ability to plan out the clock, like what the clock should look like from memory. So often we're able to read a clock and we're able to say that it says 3:15, but it requires a higher level of functioning. And we don't realize it really when we're thinking about it, to be able to say, if I want to set the time to 5:15, I have to, one, be able to plan out the numbers on the clock appropriately from 12, you know, from 1 to 12, right, and then hopefully set the quadrants up correctly. So from 12 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, 9 to 12, and then being able to determine if I want to set the clock to, let's say, 10 past 11, I have to understand that, no, if I want to set the clock to 10 until 11, I have to understand that both the hands will be on the number 10.
Got it.
Because I have to understand that the minute hand, the longer hand, the minute hand has to be on 10, representing 50. But there is no 50 on the clock. So it's just kind of understanding that. And also, although it's very simple, it is just one part evaluation. So don't be afraid of that part. But it comments on your ability to kind of complete executive functioning. So organizing and planning and completing a project.
You know, there's another thing I heard when I was, because, you know, we all forget stuff. You know, I, like everybody else,
yes,
I go to the refrigerator and open the door and look and don't know why I'm there. You know, and you lose your keys, you can't find your cell phone. You know, so being forgetful as we get older is kind of just par for the course. But I was told that not being able to find your keys isn't a bad thing. The bad thing is when you have your keys in your hand and don't know what they're for. So I can see where the cognitive issues come into play. And do you consider dementia and Alzheimer's? I know we talk about mental illness a lot on this show. So I know it's a disease of the brain. So do we refer to it as a mental illness? How do we refer to it in that context?
So I always refer to it as just a disease in general. Mm-hmm. It does impact our mental capacity, but particularly in our community, sometimes we don't want to talk about mental illness.
Absolutely.
We try to shy away from that. And so as a result, it's not that I want to necessarily normalize it, but I want us to be able to talk about the conversation even at the beginning. We want to acknowledge that, yes, there is a such thing as normal memory loss. And walking into the room and forgetting what you went in there for, that can happen to anybody. But as you mentioned, Reverend Smith, when we get to the point where we don't know what commonly used things in our house are used for, then that's something that we need to talk about. But unless we have started that conversation with each other as family members or with our providers, then we don't have any way to track that. I often see patients and I tell them that if nothing else, I want us to know where you are today so that in the future, if things change, we have something to compare it to. I'm not here to necessarily give you that diagnosis, but I'm here to try to figure out a plan for if we where to find out where we are today so that if things change in the future, we'll be able to prepare for those.
So while I have you and you've been so gracious with your time, but what's the progress that's been made over the last few years as far as this disease, this disorder is? Can it be prevented? Are there any advanced treatments that people can get today that weren't available, say, 10 years ago when I went through this with my mom?
So, unfortunately, Reverend Smith, there is no cure. There still is no cure. We're looking for a cure. You may have heard a lot of buzz here recently about the approval of a new medication. It was about 2 months ago now. And there was a lot of debate within our community, the memory evaluation and memory assessment and care community about the medication. There is a medication that was approved about 2 months ago, but we strongly do not recommend, I strongly do not recommend using this medication. Although it's been billed as a game changer, the risk significantly outweighed the potential benefit. And I want to say that again, the risk significantly outweighed the potential benefit. So at this point in time, on October the 23rd, 2021, there is no cure. There continues to be an interest in trying to prevent the condition. How can we learn more about it more upstream? So there are a lot of studies that look into how can we track people over a period of years, but there is no cure. So the medications that were approved when your parents were going through this condition, Reverend Smith, are still the same medications. We don't rely solely on medications, though.
Well, Doctor, I want to thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're working today. They told me you were going to be working today and you would have to step aside to be with us. So I just want to remind our listeners that we've gotten some great information and insight from Dr. Carroll, who is one of our memory loss specialists here in Los Angeles, and he works for Kaiser Permanente at the West Los Angeles Medical Center. And we want to thank you so much for calling in, and Sharon and Jeannie are smiling because they know that you're on the line with us. So I want to go to a caller. We have a caller here, and Brenda from Diamond Bar, you're on with Urban Family Focus. Do you have a question for the doctor or Sharon or Jeannie?
Yes, I have a question for all of them. I'm a member of the ACT support group. But could Jeannie and Sharon and Dr. Carroll speak to the impact of COVID as it pertains to our loved ones dealing with memory loss?
So, Dr. Carroll, you want to take that, or Jeannie? Who wants to talk about the impact of COVID?
Dr. Carroll.
Dr. Carroll, you still there?
yeah, definitely, definitely. So I can talk about it. So one of the hallmarks of dementia care, as I mentioned, while there are medications that are approved, the important part that I always say is dementia care starts at the home. And so one of the problems with COVID, and we know there are a lot of problems with COVID, was that it disrupted our day-to-day life. So the set environment that we had for patients with dementia, the routine that we followed daily was significantly disrupted. So as a result, our routine, what we prided ourselves in, making sure that we have a set schedule for the patient to follow and their caregivers that are coming in and out of the house, or they were going to daycare centers, we lost all of that support. So there appears to have been a significant amount of decline in a lot of our patients over the last year and a half because that routine was disrupted. And so it required the healthcare community and families to start thinking very creatively in an effort to try to come up with a plan to still be able to take care of these patients. So to your question, Brenda, you know, how did this impact us? So for patients without COVID, it impacted them by disrupting their day-to-day. And so the routine that we had built for them was significantly disrupted, and we had to find new ways to adapt. But for patients with COVID, and you may have seen this here recently as well, there is a great deal of literature that's talking about how patients that actually had COVID experienced some memory loss thereafter, and we're continuing to monitor to see how long that'll be an issue.
Doctor, thank you so much for giving us that explanation on how COVID has impacted us. And we're going to say goodbye to you now, Doctor, and wish you well for the rest of your day. This is Urban Family Focus, and we're here with Sharon Melancon and her sister, Jeannie Harris, from the Actively Caring Through Sharing organization. And we've been talking with Dr. Carroll, a specialist, and we're going to continue this conversation when we come back. But I wanted everybody to understand that these types of conversations, this types of information is what we strive to bring you each and every week here on Urban Family Focus. So we're glad to have today's guest in studio doing some great work for caregivers in the area of dementia and Alzheimer's. We're glad that Dr. Carroll was able to stop by and spend a little time with us during his busy schedule. So we're going to, as we come forward, we're going to resume our conversation with Jeannie and Sharon on Alzheimer's and caregiving. This is Urban Family Focus. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The Justice Department is going after lending abuse in the housing sector. Attorney General Merrick Garland opened a briefing by condemning the practice of redlining. He said it involves discriminatory practices by lending institutions that harm minority communities. Walmart is recalling 3,900 bottles of aromatherapy sprays because of a rare but dangerous bacteria that was detected. Officials are reportedly investigating two deaths from the bacteria, which could lead to a medical condition called melioidosis that causes chest pain, fever, and weight loss. Officials say cases involving the illness have been seen in Georgia, Kansas, Minnesota, and Texas. Happy birthday to Afro-Latino soccer star Pele. He turns 81 today. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
The KBLA 1580 app is fire. And you need to download it right now.
That's what I want.
Here's why. In addition to being able to take us with you wherever you go in the whole wide world, when you download the KBLA 1580 app, there's a feature on the app called Open Mic. You can't miss it. It's right at the bottom of the KBLA 1580 app homepage with a little microphone icon. When you tap the microphone, the KBLA 1580 app allows you to record a message that we might play on the air.
Check it out.
Hi, Mr. Smiley. My name is Justin, and I'm messaging you all the way from Cap City, a.k.a. Sactown, Sacramento. I just wanted to reach out and tell you how good it is to hear your voice again. Man, I can't even tell you. I used to watch your show all the time, every day, never missed it. And I always just walked away feeling like a better human being. Like, I just felt enriched by you and listening to you and wide array of guests on your show. You're one of the great orators of my time, and I'm so glad that you're back. And I look forward to listening to you on your new venture via KBLA. Much love.
See how simple it is? We've got a lot to talk about, but we want to hear from you. So take a moment to download the KBLA 1580 app wherever you get your apps, and thank you.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I've got the power! Baby!
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Looking for a vibe?
Come on out. November 13th at 1035 South Broadway, downtown Los Angeles, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. The Cookie Dip Company and Euphoria Jewels and Beauty presents a Vibe event. Have to be 21 years or older. Free entry. Food, drinks, vendors, hip-hop, and R&B music with a 420-friendly vibe. In the Fashion District, downtown L.A., November 13th. Get it on your calendar. 1035 South Broadway, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. A Vibe, presented by Cookie Dip Company and Euphoria Jewels and Beauty.
Thursday, October 28th, noon Pacific Standard Time, don't miss what will be an amazing, interactive, and fascinating event, and the first of its kind for the California Black Health Network. Join us as we kick off the Health for Life initiative with an event featuring celebrity and reality TV chef and entrepreneur Tiffany Derry. You will learn how to keep the flavor in your meals and make them healthy and nutritious without giving up your joy of cooking or eating. Chef Derry is a Novo Nordisk Diabetes Ambassador for healthy cooking demonstrations, and educational workshops. Register now at cablackhealthnetwork.org. This is a free event. Thursday, October 28th, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, join California Black Health Network as we enter National Diabetes Awareness Month and share hot tips for healthy cooking and eating to manage your diabetes. Register now at cablackhealthnetwork.org. That's cablackhealthnetwork.org.
The Los Angeles Urban League is proud to be the presenting sponsor of Urban Family Focus. We believe that highlighting issues and solutions that matter most to Black families are significant components of our mission. We are elated to be in partnership with Urban Family Focus to share with KBLA's listeners important information which is vital to our community. Tune in to the Urban Family Focus each Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and we will share with you resourceful ideas, concepts, and strategies that the show's host, Reverend Gerald, and his guests will be discussing. We are encouraged in our centennial year to sponsor a show such as Urban Family Focus. We at the Los Angeles Urban League hope that you will continue to support us, empowering students to dream big and to start their own businesses, to provide education to entrepreneurs to help grow their businesses, and to train job seekers to garner the skills they need to seek new careers and strengthen the voice for equal opportunities in our communities. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. as we bring you Urban Family Focus.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back. I'm Gerald Smith, and this is Urban Family Focus. We're here talking about dementia and Alzheimer's and how to care for those experiencing these diseases, but most importantly, how to take care of ourselves while we're working with our family members. We're here with Sharon Malone Cohn and Jeannie Harris from ACTS, Actively Caring Through Sharing. And we just had a great conversation with Dr. Gerard Carroll, who is a memory specialist at Kaiser Permanente. And I see we have another caller holding. And before we get to Sylvia, I want to remind everybody to just use that number, 1-800-920-1580. That's 1-800-920-1580. And ask whatever question you have about the resources that ACTS provides for caregivers of dementia and Alzheimer's. Sylvia, you're on the air with Urban Family Focus. Thank you for calling. What's your question?
Good morning. I was calling because I listened to what Dr. Carroll had to say, and I found some challenges with it because I am a nurse and I'm actually a caregiver as well. And when I had a client go to Kaiser and be for diagnosis, as they said, there was never a diagnosis given. Therefore, the things that she needed for help were not available to her. Kaiser has a whole program where they have different stages of dementia, different stages of caring for people, but only with the proper diagnosis do you get it. So when I was listening to what he had to say, I found that extremely odd, because unless they diagnose you and say you have dementia, you have Alzheimer's, you have early stages, the programs and the things that are available for you, you do not receive them unless you get affirmative diagnosis. So my question or my statement is, what can you do when you've brought the person to the doctor, done what you're supposed to do? The lady's like a sister, so my brother-in-law brought her in, and he did everything he was supposed to do, and she did not and has not gotten the resources that she needs to help her or help them go along with her diagnosis. So in that case, what do you do?
That's a very good question. Dr. Carroll's not here, but maybe Sharon, you can shed some light on her concern.
Yes. First of all, usually when you get to the stage of getting to the memory care, the primary care physician has to do a referral. Was that done?
Yes, all that was done. She saw him, and then a year later, she came back because they did other testing. They did back to find out where she was. And there's a scale that they do, and on the scale, she was extremely low. But she still did not get the diagnosis until I spoke with him personally and became an advocate for her. And I'm a very aggressive lady. After I got through speaking to him, then he was trying to do something. And as of this date, she has not gotten the diagnosis she needs. Now, he's gone out. I provided him with some caregivers to help him along with the situation. But Kaiser provides palliative care. Kaiser provides a lot of things that could assist her that she was not afforded because she did not get the diagnosis.
Well, I was...
And in that case, yeah, she went through everything she was supposed to go through. I even went over the head and went to the head of another department to try to help. I know social workers there. I know everybody because I worked there for 30 years. And it's so frustrating when you do what you say and you've done it and then you don't get that diagnosis to take you to the next step to help your loved one.
So you still, as of today's date, have not gotten that? The diagnoses.
Nope.
Well,
he said, which kind of sort of is under umbrella. That's just the way they do it. Exactly what he said. We don't want to say it is a mental health issue. We want to call it a disease. I get all that. But if you don't have a diagnosis of any disease, whether it be asthma, whether it be high blood pressure, no matter whatever it is, you can't get the proper treatment. And I'm thinking because of the fact that it is under that quote unquote umbrella, a lot of people fall through the cracks. You know, because you have that false hope. Oh, well, she really doesn't have it. If someone gets in a car and doesn't know how to drive it, it calls me up and asks me, how do you drive a car? And they're sitting behind the wheel, and I say, shut it off. I'll be right there.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Sylvia, we want to thank you for your call.
So that's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Sylvia, and thank you for your concern. We know that our healthcare systems aren't perfect, but by and large, they do a great job in helping us get through these situations. I know from my own personal experience, my mom had Kaiser as well, and she was diagnosed with dementia, and she received some what I would consider very good care throughout her battle, and even at the end when it came time to hospice and things of that nature, they were very on point. So Sharon or Jeannie, if you have anything else to add to that.
Well, hopefully as you are an advocate, as you say, that you can get exactly what you need to get the resources going, but we are here available to provide support, and because of COVID, we're now on Zoom, and we're grateful for Zoom because now our outreach has expanded to Texas, Philadelphia, and even to the Atlanta, Georgia, and even to the country of India. So we provide great speakers. We have Dr. Carroll is one of our partners. We have a list of people that we collaborate with, and we've been able to help people be placed in residential care facilities through our collaborators. We've been able to, even ourselves, we're grassroots, but our organization, we provide gift cards because we know that times you might need diapers or you need gasoline. So we call ourselves on the ground. We thank God for all the scientists and everything, but we know from our experience that you're going back and forth to the hospital and or different things. So we provide tangible support. And in terms of speakers, just this month we had Varnessa Seymour Aaron, who is a Medicare Social Security specialist, and she provides wonderful information. And we have Brenda who called in. She's in caregiving right now, and she has received wonderful help and care through Kaiser. And she's the one who introduced us to Dr. Carroll. So there are resources out here that are available, and we hope we can be a part of helping you to support you.
And one of the things that's very important is, and again, I'm speaking from experience, you know, the resources are available, but we as family members and caregivers, we have to be accepting of what we don't want to accept, because as we know, mom and daddy took care of us. Mom and daddy has the answers. Mom and daddy has their way of doing this and doing that. And when we see them needing our assistance, but yet they refuse to accept our help, and they're telling us, I'm all right, I can do this, I can do that. And, you know, every time they attempt to go to the bank, they come back, you know, with less money or more money than they said they were going to get, and forgot why they went to the bank to get it. So as caregivers, you know, us being able to step up in that situation and do what's right versus do what they say, that can be a challenge as well. How do you approach that?
We always say you can't take directions or instructions from a sick person, and your loved one is sick. You know, our mother always said, how do I get two mothers, you know? And then, there's another dynamic that takes place, because now your parent is really no longer the parent.
Right.
You've got to step into that role. And that's a whole nother issue, even just taking that on. But you really can't let the sick people dictate to you what's going on. And that's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
That's a challenge. And also placement, because we've made promises that we're going to take care of you at home. But sometimes for your own health care and for their benefit and for safety issues, they have to be placed. But what we always say is make sure that you let those folks know by presence that your loved one was not just dropped off. And so you need to be there at different times of the day and visiting. Caregiving for someone with a dementia has been called the granddaddy of them all. And it's like getting on a roller coaster ride that you didn't want to get on, but you're on it.
You're on it. Yeah, we really are going to delve a little bit more into that, because I do have a couple of funny stories to share with you. I just wanted to remind everybody that you're listening to KVLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Jeannie and Sharon, the founders of ACTS, helping caregivers take care of the ones that they love and take care of themselves as well. This is Urban Family Focus, and I'm Reverend Gerald.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Governor Newsom standing firm on those COVID-19 mandates as the state reaches new milestones. I'm Maisha Kyra with your KBLAC Minute, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Governor Newsom took to Twitter earlier this month to praise Californians for being vaccinated as the state's COVID rate dropped to 57.3 cases per 100,000 people. 85% of eligible Californians have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The result? California continues to have the lowest case rate in the nation. California's COVID-19 vaccination rate is currently 16th in the country, with 71.8% of the population being fully vaccinated. California is the first state in the nation to require students to be vaccinated. I'm Aisha Cairo with your KBLAC Minute. We've got a lot to talk about.
The Soulful Sundays live concert series at the iconic Globe Theater in downtown Los Angeles continues with a spectacular holiday show. December 19th, featuring the legends of R&B, El DeBarge. Along with Switch.
I call your name, girl.
Never, I have known his name.
Elder Barge.
You send chills up my spine every time I take one look at you.
And special guest, DW3.
Oh my goodness!
Don't miss this historic and special holiday reunion featuring El DeBarge and Switch on stage together for the first time ever with special guest DW3, Sunday, December 19th at the Globe Theater. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at seetickets.us or call 562-760-6166. Brought to you by RDMJ Entertainment.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah.
Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So, what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
We knew you'd stick around. This is LA's home for Progressive Talk Radio.
Be heard.
Welcome back to KBLA Talk 1580.
What was once a shiny black top are now locks made of snow. The spry steps that used to greet me is now a ramble to the door. I know the torch is passing, but I don't wanna let it go. The people I love are growing old. They would sit.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus here on KBLA Talk 1580. We're here with Sharon Malonson and her sister Jeannie Harris, who have formed a great organization that's helping caregivers who are dealing with family members and loved ones who are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. Their organization also provides great resources for the community. So in a little while, we're going to allow Jeannie to tell you exactly how to get in touch with them and how to stay in communication with the organization. But as we go forward with this conversation, I did a little homework, and not surprisingly, because as you know, no matter what the disease is or what the health condition is, it seems like African Americans disproportionately are impacted in some way. So Alzheimer's among African Americans, the statistics say that we are 14 up to 100% have a better chance of contracting Alzheimer's than our white counterparts. And some of the reasons given for that is just simply the stress of being black in America. A 2015 study shows that racism produces higher rates of depression, simple residential segregation, and economic barriers. And depression is one of the keys that's been pointed to that causes Alzheimer's. And I know that since genetics is also an important factor, so when we have a loved one that's dealing with Alzheimer's or dementia, it's said that we are 44% more likely to attract Alzheimer's than our counterparts. And, of course, that high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke, along with that depression, is one of the reasons why it impacts our community so greatly. So, therefore, the work that you guys are doing is much needed, and we're glad that you're doing it. But the symptoms that you saw in your mom, can you just quickly tell us what triggered you to let you know that there's something needed to be done?
Well, it's interesting with mom. It was really over a period of time, a lot of small things that we just took to aging. But then later on, we realized something was wrong. You know, they talk about this being dressed inappropriately. And Sharon took her to the doctor and had her diagnosed. And then that's when we found out that they said calcification of the brain. So we knew what that meant. Mm-hmm. But it was over a period of time. And we like to say we went back and connected the dots. And we could see, okay, that's why mommy was doing that. That's why mommy was doing that. But we missed, you know, we didn't catch it in the beginning. It was just a lot of missed opportunities.
I know what you mean about being dressed properly. My mom was one of them sharp dresses.
Yes.
And I took her to a play and realized she had on mismatched earrings. And I knew then
something
we had
wrong.
A problem.
Yes.
We had a problem. So when we come forward, we're going to wrap up this conversation about Alzheimer's and dementia. We're here this morning with Sharon Malonson and her sister Jeannie Harris from ACTS. And we're going to be right back. As soon as we as when we come forward, we're going to continue the conversation with our guest.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I got the champagne. Everybody can laugh.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofit owners. KBLA is launching the KBLA Brand Mixer Series. And you are officially invited. Join us Thursday, October 28th for our first mixer at 1010 Wine and Events, Inglewood's first and only wine bar located at 1010 North La Brea in Inglewood. Join us for an evening of networking with KBLA's brand managers, some of your favorite on-air hosts and influencers. Enjoy some wine and win some amazing prizes. That's Thursday, October 28th at 1010 Wine and Events from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. KBLA is proud to support local businesses, and we can't wait to meet you. Go to KBLA1580.com to register. This event is free and will fill up quickly. That's Thursday, October 28th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 1010 Wine and Events in Inglewood. Register now at KBLA1580.com. This event is brought to you by 1010 Wine and Events, Medenti Med Spa, and Community Business Management Services.
Looking for a vibe? Come on out. November 13th at 1035 South Broadway, downtown Los Angeles, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. The Cookie Dip Company and Euphoria Jewels and Beauty presents a vibe event. Have to be 21 years or older. Free entry. Food, drinks, vendors, hip-hop, and R&B music with a 420-friendly vibe. In the Fashion District, downtown L.A., November 13th. Get it on your calendar. 1035 South Broadway, from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. A vibe presented by Cookie Dip Company and Euphoria Jewels and Beauty.
The City of Inglewood will host a free document shredding event on Saturday, November 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Document shredding service is for Inglewood residents only, and there's a maximum of 3 boxes or bags per vehicle. ID is required. This event is on a first-come, first-served basis, and it will conclude once all shredding trucks have reached capacity. To comply with L.A. County guidelines, this will be a no-contact drive-through drop-off event. Shredding material must be placed in the trunk or rear of vehicle for removal. So gather your shredding material and join us for a free document shredding event Saturday, November 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, this will be a no-contact drive-through drop-off only event. The event will conclude once all trucks have reached their capacity. The event will be located on Gravilla Avenue in front of Inglewood High School. This event is brought to you by the City of Inglewood, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, and Consolidated Disposal Service. For more information, please call 310-412-5333. That's 310-412-5333.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk 1580.
Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
We're back. This is Reverend Gerald, and we're here on Urban Family Focus with our guest today, Sharon Melancon, and her sister, Jeannie Harris, from Actively Caring Through Sharing. We've had a great conversation. We had our expert, Dr. Carol, join in. We've had a couple of good callers. Before we wrap things up, I'd like Sharon, give our audience the information they need if they need to get in touch with you and how they can take advantage of some of the resources that you offer.
Thank you for that opportunity. Okay, I want to give our website. It's www.actscsg.org. Our phone number is area code 323-296-2975. If you'd like to email us, our email address is acts@actscsg.org. And I would like to mention, when you go to our website, please look under the resource tab. There's a lot of good links. There's LA Found. That is very helpful if your loved one is a wanderer. And also,
I'd just like to add that we meet every third Saturday from 11 to 1 via Zoom. And as we tell everybody, we're not just a third Saturday group. If you need us anytime, just give us a call or send us an email, and we can set up a Zoom meeting or speak over the phone.
Well, Jeannie and Sharon, I want to thank you so much for taking time out. And this is not going to be our last conversation on dementia and Alzheimer's. And we know that you guys have been doing this for a while now, and you have some great information and some great resources, which is most important to our listeners on what to do if they have that situation. I know in my own personal life, it was a challenge, but we got through it. And mom and dad, you know, were taken good care of, but we just happen to have the resources that some people don't have in order to do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm Reverend Gerald. I want to thank you guys for being with us this morning. You're invited to follow Urban Family Focus on Facebook at Urban Family Focus, on Instagram at Urban Family Focus, and on Twitter at Urban Fam Focus. We're here every week at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. We want you to get up early with Urban Family Focus so you can make sure that you get that worm, the wisdom, the opportunity, and the resources and the motivation to do exactly what you need to do to take care of whatever the situation is. This is KBLA Talk 1580. We got a lot to talk about. KBLA.